You know, I thought we had a good competitive practice today as we continue with our preparation for the game against Cleveland and this being our first real game week.
What have you noticed from Brandon Weeden, the Cleveland's quarterback, in the preseason film?
Yeah, he's playing well. He's picked up the offense well. He's making good decisions and obviously has a very, very good arm. He's doing a nice job so far.
We haven't had a chance to speak with you since the depth chart was released. We saw, Lamar on the first line, Daniel the second. Your thinking behind that?
That's a starting point for September 8th in Cleveland. That's a starting point, really. Again, I think both guys have had a very, very good preseason. I think they've improved, both of them, and we're certainly going to need those guys to perform well for us.
What did Lamar do to set himself apart, I guess?
I think he played well. I thought he caught the ball well, ran the ball well. I thought Daniel did as well. It's very, very close.
Coach, you've got Cameron Wake's lockers next to Deion Jordan, and was that by design? And what type of influence can Cam Wake be on the rookie?
Well, Cam's a pro. I mean, he's definitely a professional. I don't know if you guys noticed at the beginning of practice when Stretch is over, he's one of the first guys sprinting to get his helmet. He just has enthusiasm for his job. He's passionate about what he does. And that's nothing, again, the players can be the best example. I can talk all I want, but, I think his example and the way he practices, the way he performs on a consistent basis is a great example for any player, young player.
We talk
about that. We give it thought about who's the best match and where potentially influence can be had in the locker room. At the same point in time, we want guys to mix in a little bit with the other guys. They're in the room together a lot. So we do it a little bit both ways.
Danny Watkins, what did you guys see from him?
He came in. He had a good workout. We studied him on tape, and we thought it was the best thing for the football team at this point in time. Again, this is the first day we had our hands on him, but we liked what he did when he came in. We liked our film study, and now we got to get our hands on him, work with him a little bit, and see how he fits.
Is he a guy who can play both sides, left and right?
You would hope so.
Joe, in your years in the NFL, what have you experienced in terms of the opening game setting the tone for the early part of the season, either in a positive or negative way?
Yeah. I've never sat back and thought about how many times, on the teams I've been on, have won the opener and lost the opener and what that means. But obviously, we've been investing awful lot of time. Our players have in the opportunity to play a game here on September 8th. We've been at it. We gathered on April 15th. There's been a lot of man hours put in to this game against Cleveland. So we want to take advantage of this opportunity, and we want to get off to a fast start. There's no question about it. I can't sit here and provide any statistical information to you as to how that's going to impact the rest of the season.
Can you talk about the challenge, Trent
Richardson? Right. He's a good football player, hard runner, physical guy. He catches the ball well, and so he's got more than one dimension. So we're going to have to get, again, old-fashioned football. We're going to have to get off of blocks. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have 11 guys around the football. Day one football against him. He's very, very good.
Joe, there's been a lot of conversation this preseason about the right guard position. Is that settled in your mind? Is John the guy?
He's going to start the game, yeah. I'm confident. I like what he's done, and he's going to play.
So absolutely. Who is your backup center? Who takes that spot now?
Well, we have a couple candidates, and we're not going to necessarily reveal that for competitive reasons, but we have some guys that we feel are going to – we understood that when we made that decision, and we'll feel confident we'll have a good backup center.
Joe, Devon Best was a quality player here. Are you surprised that he's not still here, and did you see this coming late last season?
No. There's roster decisions are made at various times with a lot of factors going into the decision-making process, and you hit it exactly right. He's a good football player, and we wish him well.
Would you expect – do players naturally, when they face their ex-team for the first time, have added incentive in your mind, and would you expect that?
Again, I can't speak to what his motivations are and about this ball game. That would be something he would have to address.
Mike Wallace could be with Joe Hayden
sure.
A couple of matchups this week. He seemed to do good against Jonathan Joseph with Houston. How much do you look at individual matchups, and how much do you think individual matchups?
Oh, it's very important, as we put together the passing game. Obviously, the passing game, again, starts with protection, number one, but then number two, what type of pass concepts are you going to use? And number three, how are they going to match up to your formations, your personnel groupings? and then how can we potentially take advantage of that? So that's a, it's a very big part of it. Obviously, Hayden's an excellent player.
Do you think Cleveland's offense has improved this year with North Turner?
Well, they look good in the preseason. They're playing well. Coach Chudzinski's obviously done a good job. They've won three out of their four preseason games. They're playing good football as a team. So, again, I'm not there to evaluate their coaching staff. It seems like they've done a good job.
Joe, initially, do you anticipate seeing eight-man fronts from Cleveland or
Indiana? Oh, yeah, I think, you know, again, I think we will, absolutely. I think, you know, defense coordinators in this league are very, very good. And so I don't sit here and think that they're going to play a seven-man front all the time. I think there's variety. There's going to be – I'm sure we're going to see that. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of pressure from this team, and we'll see pressure throughout the course of the year.
Do you think it'll be predominantly eight-man fronts, or do you have to get –
No, I think, you know, everybody wants their computer to look real nice and balanced, you know what I mean? I call this all the time. You know, who knows? I mean, that's the fun part of football. I can't sit here and tell you that I have the answers to how much eight-man front we'll get, but I'm sure we're going to get some, absolutely.
No offense shows a lot during preseason. How hard is it to defensively game plan against a team when you know they haven't shown a lot of what they can do?
Yeah, well, we've been at it for a while. I mean, we've been studying these guys since the schedule came out, as I'm sure they have us. And, you know, the good news is Coach Turner's an outstanding offensive coach. He's been in the league a long time. And, you know, we've studied, obviously, some of the things that he did at his prior place of employment. And so we'll be ready. Again, it's going to come down to the football playing, you know, block protection, tackling, playing sound football. It's really not going to come down. I don't believe it's going to come down to magical X's and O's in this game.
Is it tougher to play your season opener on the road? Because, I mean, obviously they're at home. It's their home opener. They might be a little more jacked up. Is it?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, it's, you know, again, we know when the schedule comes out, we're going to have eight home games and eight away games, and we know we're going to have an opener. And we're excited. There's nothing, you know, it's exciting to get on a plane with your teammates, your coaching staff, and other members of the organization, and go play in a real competitive arena. And come away with a win. So we know it's a challenge. They're a good football team, but you know, we're not over analyzing where we have to play, and you know, that's, it is what it is, and we're excited about it.
We'll get the injury report tomorrow, but obviously we didn't see John out there today. Is there any concern you won't be available for Sunday?
Yeah, I'd love to answer any question about anybody who was at practice today.
A couple more guys, if we have it.
You've talked about how Edwin is practicing better.
Yeah.
This year,
no question.
Last year. What's the next step for him, and has he shown you that he can translate the better practices to games?
Yeah, well, he's done some good things in the preseason, and now we got to see it on a consistent basis. We snuck him in some games real late in the year. New England sticks in my mind in the last game of the year. But now we got to get him some reps and kind of throw him out there and see how he does, just like I said, in that competitive atmosphere where we're not sitting back there telling him what to do and how to do it. And, you know, I'm confident that he's much improved from a year ago. And now it's time to play, really. And we can find out.
Has he done it yet, or does he still
need to? He's done some in spots of some games, sure. Yeah, he's definitely farther along than he was, no question.
Do you expect all three tight ends, you'll play them this week?
Well, again, we're still working on the game plan. I wouldn't commit to any certain amount of play time with anybody yet.
Joe, regarding the instant replay, we're going into the regular season. Can you give us the protocol? Who's responsible for?
No, we have a process in place, and we meet and we discuss it, and we have a process in place, and we'll be ready for it when it comes up.
But during a game, like
yeah.
Who tells you?
I don't know. We're not gonna get into that, you know, specifically. But we have a plan in place for that. Absolutely.